Internationally known eternal life coach, Brian Arnold was a professionally trained card shark who made over $4 million by age 24. He also became suicidal. He was seconds away from pulling the trigger when divine intervention stepped in. He had a powerful spiritual experience and was instantly delivered from his darkness and found his purpose for living. Brian has spent over 45 years helping tens of thousands of people battling depression, addictions, and suicidal thoughts, getting control and their lives back and turn their mess into a message of hope and inspiration. Brian Arnold created the Miracle Working Card A Day Mental Health Nutrition Strategy. Cleanse your thoughts and renew your mind to a higher, better life. Get a free set of 26 Miracle Working Cards today. Go to www.kingdomproblemsolvers.com. That's kingdomproblemsolvers.com.
Hello, everybody, and thank you very much for tuning in to Spiritually Raw. This is Jay and April Matta here, and we have an amazing guest for you that April is going to share with us right now. So I say we get right into it, don't you?
Brian is so inspirational. Welcome, everybody. Brian Arnold, he is a first responder to those in a mental, emotional, or spiritual crisis of depression, suicidal thoughts, emotional anxiety, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Brian was a former mafia-trained card shark, making over $4 million for his cut before the age of 24. Brian then became suicidal and had a powerful spiritual experience just moments before pulling the trigger. In the past 45 years, Brian Arnold has helped multitudes of thousands of people overcome the kingdom of darkness with spiritual weapons of the kingdom of light. Brian Arnold is the founder of Kingdom Problem Solvers and the author of five collections, including Personal Self-Discovery, The Kingdom of Light, Holy Spirit Power to Inner Emotional Healing, The Creation Story and God's Big Idea, and The Destiny, The Secret to Tap Into the Law of Abundance. All right. Welcome, everybody, Brian Arnold.
Give him a lot of love, everybody. Give him a lot of love. Mr. Brian Arnold, how are you?
I'm doing totally awesome. Thank you for asking.
Absolutely. So listen, let's just get right into it, get everybody to get to know you and, you know, what it's all about for you. You started from very humble beginnings. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, I started off, I was rejected from the womb. I guess I was a hot night one night and came out of that. My mother is Canadian. My father was American. But I was adopted out. And so I was adopted at a very young age. And my mother, who adopted me, was my auntie. And her husband, which became my father, was a fur trader with the Indians up in northern Canada for the Hudson's Bay Company, one of the oldest companies around since the 1600s and is still active today.
Yeah, I'd call that humble
beginnings. So I come out of very humble beginnings. Yeah. I rode with dog teams and canoes for my first 6 years of my life. We had no power, no electricity, lived a lot of times in tents and cabins, trapper's cabins. And so it was a very humble beginnings, yes.
Wow. How did you then go from that to being trained and working with the mafia to making $4 million?
Well, that's a good question. What happened was I left home at a young age. I left home at 16 with a grade 8 education, and I was going out to go to work and try to make my way in life and try and help my mom and dad out. We had purchased a farm, and we were just trying to keep the farm going, so I went to work on the oil rigs up in northern Canada. And I started up with the rigs, and I ended up working with four alcoholics. There was five-man crew. We had to work 8 hours together, and when we got off work, they would polish off a 26 to a 40 ouncer of whiskey every night, and they'd said, "Come on, kid, we'll teach you how to be a man." So that's how they were trying to teach me how to be a man. And my parents, that raised me never drank or anything, hardly. I was raised Roman Catholic, and so I was a good little boy and all of that. Well, I wasn't very good, but anyway, yeah, that's how I kind of got started in the world of drinking and partying and just having a good time. And by the age of 19, I ended up running into two guys one night at a party, and they were professionally trained card sharks. And when I say professionally trained, I mean unbelievable. Okay. So what happened was they wanted me to just sit in the game one night, and they were going to take all the money. And they did. They took all the money, but they dumped it all on me. So within a matter of half an hour to an hour, I had maybe $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in front of me. And they said, "Now just know that you're not the one that's doing this. We are doing it. It's our money. We'll give you $500 just to sit in the game." And the reason they were doing that is they would win the money from a couple of millionaires just sitting in the game. They would win the money from them, take the money from them, and then they would have me bet, and they would dump all the money on me. It was a couple of two little finger signals, but nobody ever could see it. Nobody ever could catch it. And within 4.5 years, they ended up, I ended up kind of traveling with them. They wanted me to protect them. And, of course, they had the mob to protect them, but just in games itself right at that moment. And they just wanted me to kind of travel with them, but they never wanted to teach me anything, because there was only six in this old school back in the 60s and 70s that really knew how this all worked. It was kind of insider stuff. And I just got started with them. And first thing you know, I started traveling with them, and we were splitting the money. I was only getting $500 a night, but $500 a night back then was a lot of money. But they were making $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a night. I was only getting $500.
And you were the
I wanted to get in.
You were the face person behind it?
What's that?
I said you were the face person of it?
Well, I was just, like, I was just a sit-in, and they would do all the work with the cards and take all the money, and then I would just be sitting there, and then I would bet, let's say there's $30,000 in the pot, I would shoot the pot for $30,000, and they would let me win it. So I got all the money, and I didn't do anything, so I was innocent in that sense. And so this went on for a year or so until I started to learn how to do it myself. I figured out some of the stuff. And then they finally showed me one night and how to do one little thing, and that's all it took. And then from there, I started doing my own thing and traveling with them. And then the mafia would connect every once in a while and call the one main guy. They're all dead now, so that's why I can share this story, because everybody else is dead. And I'm 70, so that's all behind us now.
Yeah, that is all
but
behind us.
That's
you.
Why I share this. Yeah, so it kind of went that way, and it was down a perilous road, and by the age of 24, I had flown in so many Lear jets and rode around in black limos and ate more steak and lobster than the President of the United States, I think.
Wow.
And I was tired of it.
So then what happened then? You became suicidal after that, or short? What happened there? I mean, what came from the steak and lobsters to the Lear jets to the $500 a night to being suicidal?
Well, what happened was, you know, you figure that everything is built around money. And if we have lots of money, everything's good. Well, it's good to have lots of money. I'm not against that. But how you get it is a whole different story. And how I was getting it wasn't like even gambling. It was beyond gambling. It was beyond just counting cards. You know, we were card counters because we'd take all their money in a heartbeat. So they didn't have a chance. People didn't have a chance when they played with us. And so, but after doing this for 4.5 years and making all this money, I started thinking, man, is this all there is to life? And I was really heavy into the drinking and the partying and the cocaine and the drugs and everything else. And And I tried to straighten my life out, and I started to become heavily depressed, falling into depression. And so I went back and I bought my mom and dad's farm and moved them into town. They bought a home in town, and I bought the farm and paid cash for it and bought 300 head of cows and 6 Arab horses and a bunch of equipment and 3 more quarter sections of land. I had around 2,000 acres of land. And I was going to go big time into that, but this depression was getting to me, and I was ready to end my life. Right? And then I had some major questions in my life, like, you know, if I kill myself, you know, what's my eternal destiny? I mean, is there a heaven and a hell? I mean, is that out there? What happens if I kill myself and end my life and I spend eternity in darkness? If that's true, I had a lot of questions, like, who am I? How did I get here? What's my purpose in life? There's got to be more than just gambling and going wild. There's got to be more of a purpose than that. And there's got to be more of a purpose than working 40 hours a week for 40 years and then die. So I had a lot of questions, but nobody could answer them for me. So I just decided one day I was going to end my life. I was going to go to the garage and get my gun and pull the trigger and end it, because I was just in total heavy depression and what they call today mental illness, I guess. But, you know, back then there was nobody to talk to. There was no psychologists and psychiatrists. And I've talked to psychologists and psychiatrists, and they can't seem to help very much today anyway, because it's not a psychological problem. It's a spiritual problem. It's deeper.
That's so true. That's a really good way to put it, too. And then what happened, Brian?
Well, what happened was I got to the doorway of my garage, and I was just going to open the garage door and get my gun and end my life. And I guess we've heard of entertaining angels unaware. A car pulled in the yard. And a guy pulled up and asked me where a fellow, his name was Joe Sikrinka. He said, where does Joe Sikrinka live on this farm? And he lived just a mile down the road from me. And I told him, I said, well, you know, you just go down the road here a mile, and Joe lives on the right-hand side. And the guy said, can't be. He said, I've been down there twice, and I can't find it. I said, listen, sir, Joe never moved his farm. It's still there. Just go down the road a mile and you'll find it. So he turned around, he drove out. And when he left, it broke my train of thought right there at that moment. And I was kind of shocked. I was like, wow, I just about pulled the trigger and killed myself. And here I was trying to do a permanent end to my life when I only had a temporary situation that I had to deal with, and I didn't know how to do it. So I just about ended my life right there. A week later, I had a very powerful experience, and it's in my story, and I include my story along with these 26 free cards that I'm giving away today. And if people want to know the rest of the story, it's in there, because it's a little bit longer than what I care to share on here. But I had a very powerful spiritual experience, and somebody explained to me the difference between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. And we actually live in 4 kingdoms. There's the kingdom, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, and the kingdom of light. And the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light are 2 kingdoms at war for the souls and minds of humanity. And they're spiritual forces. We look around and we see all this darkness. I was living in total darkness. I was out there gambling the way I was and taking everybody's money. And I knew what I was doing. And today we have death and destruction and people killing one another and hatred and anger and murder and guilt of the past, worry about the future, anger for today, hatred within the heart. These things are dark. They're darkness. And they manifest through the body, through us. through our five senses, see, touch, smell, taste, and hear. And so this whole kingdom of darkness is what I came out of.
Hold that thought
and
for
it's
me.
Not so much.
And hold that
I'm
thought.
Sorry?
Hold that thought. We're going to be right back more with Brian Arnold, everybody. Hold up.
Internationally known eternal life coach, Brian Arnold was a professionally trained card shark who made over $4 million by age 24. He also became suicidal. He was seconds away from pulling the trigger when divine intervention stepped in. He had a powerful spiritual experience and was instantly delivered from his darkness and found his purpose for living. Brian has spent over 45 years helping tens of thousands of people battling depression, addictions, and suicidal thoughts, getting control and their lives back, and turn their mess into a message of hope and inspiration. Brian Arnold created the Miracle Working Card A Day Mental Health Nutrition Strategy. Cleanse your thoughts and renew your mind to a higher, better life. Get a free set of 26 Miracle Working Cards today. Go to www.kingdomproblemsolvers.com. That's kingdomproblemsolvers.com.
All right, everybody, and welcome back. Thank you very much. We are with Mr. Brian Arnold, and he, again, check him out at kingdomproblemsolvers.com to find out about the 26 cards he's got there.
But I'll free.
For free,
Jay.
Yeah, so definitely check that out for sure. Brian, yeah! You know, Yes, that's right. Get excited about it. Brian, in the past 45 years, you know, you've started 7 businesses from scratch and you shared your story around the world. I mean, what's been your motivation for this?
Well, really, you know, I was so close to ending my life and there's so much despair and darkness out there that I have a passion in my heart to help people through very perilous times. And now with this coronavirus just hitting recently, I've been dealing with several families and individuals, a few of them wanting to end their life. And I was able to bring them out of that and spin them around real quick. And I've just been blessed with that capacity and ability to be able to help people. And it's very simple. It's not about religion. I'm not a religious person. It's not about ideologies. It's about understanding these two kingdoms at war for the souls of humanity. That's what it's all about. And if people would understand, I had a very powerful spiritual experience with the Lord. But I got religious for a while, but I found out how to break out of that and found out what the Bible was really all about. And a lot of people talk about the Bible and they make it all religious. And the Bible is not religious at all. The Bible is a spiritual book, not a religious book. The Bible is basic information before leaving Earth. That's the acronym I use. Basic information before leaving Earth.
That's a new one. I like that. It's clever.
Basic information before leaving Earth.
Yes. And Bible, I can tell you what the Bible is about in 8 words and make it real simple. The Bible is about a king, a kingdom, and a royal family.
Amen.
And yeah, and so we need to come out of the kingdom of darkness and come into the kingdom of light, into this royal family. And the only way to get into this kingdom is to know the king. And once you come into the kingdom and you know the king, then the king wants you to know all about the kingdom. And people aren't talking about the kingdom. They need to know the kingdom. They need to know what the kingdom is all about. And there's even a scripture in there, and I'm not much of a preachy person, but I want to share this one scripture. It says, number one priority, the first thing, is to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things that you have need of will be added unto you. But everybody's seeking things. I was always seeking things. I was seeking, if I had more money, I could get a bigger house. If I had a bigger house, I could get a bigger car. If I could get all these things, and it's totally 100% backwards. He says, if you seek me first, you'll get all these things. I will add them to you. I will show you how to prosper when everybody else is going broke. I will show you how to have abundance because I came that they might have life more abundantly. So there's many good things here that we can learn through understanding, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the kingdom. And that's my message.
What are the five big questions that you want to let everybody know about?
Well, what I found was, you know, I had these questions in my own life, and a lot of times we don't talk about them, but deep down inside we have them. We don't talk about them very much. But the biggest question, number one question that everybody has, 7.5 billion people want to know now, is who am I? That's the big question, number one. Who am I? I mean, my name is Brian Arnold. That's just a given name to me. But who, what are the species of all the animals in the world and the birds and the species of plants and the plant kingdom and the animal kingdom? We know all these different species, but who am I? And then the second question is, how did I get here? Because if you don't know who you are, and you don't know where your origins are, and you don't know where you came from, you're in big trouble. Because you don't even know who you are or where you're from. Wow, you're lost. And then the next big question I had that was answered for me is, what's my purpose? I mean, there's got to be more to life than working 40 hours a week for 40 years and then die. What's my purpose for being here? Well, I know what my purpose is now. Because I know that I'm a spiritual being and I have a soul, my mind, emotions, and will, and I live in a physical earth suit body with five physical senses. So that's in the cards, by the way. But knowing who you are and why you're here and what you, how you got here really releases you into a whole new realm of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, because now you take on a spiritual mind. There's two mindsets. One is the natural mind and one is the spiritual mind. And anybody that's in the kingdom of darkness does not understand and does not have a spiritual mind. They need to renew their mind to spiritual understanding. And that's what these cards do. They can transform your life. You can renew your mind and it'd be totally transformed. The next question, question number four, is there eternal life after death? And the fifth question is, if there is eternal life after death, how do I get to choose it? And that's why I'm an eternal life coach, because I help people and coach them through defining eternal life and a life more abundantly and a life that was promised for us. But we need to understand the fall of man, the first Adam falling, and the second Adam coming and bringing back the kingdom. The first Adam that was born. The first Adam that was born into earth fell. And when he fell into darkness, he never lost the religion. He lost the kingdom. And the second Adam, when he came, which was Christ, he never brought a religion. He was not a religious person. He was a king. And he brought back the kingdom. That's what my message is.
Let me ask you then, how would or do your personal discovery, your personal self-discovery cards, the 26 transformational cards that people get for free, how do they help people?
Well, they answer these questions. They answer these five questions, and they open your whole life up to a whole new dimension of understanding, because basically, you know, we're walking around with in a five physical senses, sight, touch, smell, taste, and hear. And all we see is this natural world around us. We see all these houses. You see the cup and saucer in front of you and the table you're sitting at and all of these things. Well, these are all visible. but they all originated from the invisible. They all originated from a big idea. They all originated from thought. You take a, if you have a big idea in your mind, I call that your brainchild, but if you have a big idea, you write it down on paper, it's starting to manifest itself into the earth. And that's what the kingdom of God and the kingdom of light is all about. The kingdom of light wants to manifest itself into the earth, into the visible, from the invisible. That was God's original intent. When he said, one day God had a big idea. He said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and over every creeping thing. That means the plant kingdom and the animal kingdom. So man was put here specifically to oversee and manage the resources of this planet. And God is the source of all resources. But if we just look at the resources and want to rape and pillage the land, then you don't understand the spiritual understanding of it. And these cards open all of that up for you. That's what these cards are all about.
Very exciting.
Right on, right on. All right, Brian, everybody, you can check out Brian at KingdomProblemSolvers.com. Brian, before you love and leave us, what would you say is the best piece of advice you could give our audience to prepare for what's coming up in the shaky days ahead?
Well, the days ahead are very shaky, and actually in Scripture it says everything that can be shaken will be shaken, and only those things that are of God will stand. So we're getting shook up a little bit right now with this coronavirus, but this is nothing. And I'm not putting any fear, not spreading any fear. I'm trying to encourage people, you better get prepared for what's coming, because there's some really shaky stuff going to happen. But if you are prepared within your heart, the kingdom of God is within your heart. The kingdom of God is within you. And that's what these cards will do. They will help you to prepare you for what's coming, because mentally a lot of people are going to crack. Okay. They're already cracking just over no toilet paper. What are they going to do when there's no food? Or what are you going to do when it starts to get really fierce and tough? That's what I mean by getting prepared for your future. And it's, all within your heart, and it needs to start. You need to start with your personal self-discovery, and I'm giving those first 26 cards away to all of this listening audience right now.
Thank you very much, Brian. That's good stuff. And again, you can get those free 26 cards at Kingdom
Problem. Everybody needs them.
Yeah, check it out at KingdomProblemSolvers.com. They're for free, and there's 26 of them. Brian Arnold, thank you very much for being on air with us today, and wish you a lot of success here on your journey of sharing this mission with everybody. I want to thank everybody. This has been a great show. I hope you enjoyed it, because we most certainly did on our end.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.
Look up and I see stars out tonight. Look up and I feel things just ain't right. Look up and I hear the people cry. I look up and I wonder why. Don't you want to know what is? But a flame, a star burning out, is the same. Look up and I see things have changed.